Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to our Experience Shabbat Shiur. And so tonight we're speaking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And it is newly near and dear to my heart because I did not know much about this, admittedly, before I started doing some research into this topic. And that is the topic of Shabbos being Me'in Olam Haba, that Shabbos, its essence and its feeling and the being of the seventh day of the week is that it is like a taste of the world to come. And the question is, where does this come from? And in the context of how we are speaking about it, we had mentioned last week that Shabbos seems to have these spiritual properties that translate into a physical property of healing for the body, and we explain that that must be because there's some special atmospheric pressure, some sort of a tangible difference in the day of Shabbos itself that allows someone's body to reach a higher level of spirituality and thereby even a higher level of physical healing. And so the question is, where does all of this come from? Where does the notion of Shabbos having this special atmosphere come from, and where does the notion of Shabbos being Me'in Olam Haba come from? So the truth is, I think probably the most logical place to start the conversation is in one of the most well-known sources, and that is in one of the Shabbos Zmiros that we have in the song Ma Yedidus. We have in the last paragraph of the song, different versions, different ways to sing it, but the words are Me'in Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. That Shabbos, it's like a taste of the world to come. It's a day of rest. So where does this come from? Where does the song go ahead and get this from? So the truth is, there are many sources that do seem to allude to this idea. And so we're going to break the conversation up into two aspects. There will be the first aspect, the first half of this year, which will be speaking about several sources that say that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. And then we're going to go to the second and probably the more meaningful aspect of the conversation, and that is identifying and defining what it means that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. So there's a Gemara in Brachos on Nun Zayin Mabez that says as follows: Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things in the world that are 1/60th of something else. Elohim, and these are they: Eish, Devash, Shabbos, Veshina, Vechalom. Some of these ideas will sound familiar to us. So Eish, so fire is 1/60th of something. Echad Mishishim Lagehenim. It is the feeling of fire, the pain that fire could cause, is 1/60th of the feeling of Gehenim. Devash, tasting honey. Ah, this is good. In Yana de Yoma, the related to our parsha this week. Echa mishishim laman. The taste of honey is 1/60th of the sweetness and the deliciousness of what man tasted like in the desert. Shabbos, echa mishishim lolam haba. Being and experiencing Shabbos is 1/60th of the world to come. We'll just finish up the Gemara. Shina, sleeping, echa mishishim lamisa, is considered 1/60th of death. And then chalom, dreams, echa mishishim is considered 1/60th of prophecy. So here you have it, so many things that are considered 1/60th of something else. Shabbos, its essence, the day itself, is 1/60th of Olam Haba. There is another Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that builds on a similar idea, in which the Medrash says, Rabbi Chanina bar Yitzchak Amar, Shlosha Novlos Hein, Novlos Misa Sheina, Novlos Nevua Chalom, Novlos Olam Haba Shabbos. Basically the same idea, just backwards, that there are some things that have like smaller versions of themselves. What are these things? Death has a smaller version of itself that's called sleep. Prophecy has a smaller version of itself that's called dreaming. And Olam Haba has a miniature version of itself, and that's called Shabbos. Another Gemara Brachos on the same daf up above is that we say there are Shlosha Me'in Olam Haba. There are three things that are considered a taste of the world to come. What are these three things? Shabbos is listed as one of those three, and two others, not for right now, but Shabbos is one of those three things. And then finally, there is a medrash, it's called the medrash Osios de Rabbi Akiva, a different compilation of medrashim, and the medrash says as follows: B'shas Matan Torah, Kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. When the Torah was given to the Jewish people, Hashem called out to us, V'amarhim Banai Mekach Tov Yish Li Ba'olam. He said, my children, I have a really nice gift in this world, V'ani Notenota Lachem La'ad La'olam, and I'm going to give it to you forever. In tekablu es Torah si. If you accept my Torah, v'tishmeru es mitzvosai, and you accept the mitzvos, then I'm going to give you this gift. Mishivan ve'omrin lefanav, they said back to God, Ribono shalom, ize mekach tov shata notin lanu im nishmor Torah secha. What is the gift that you're going to give us? Hishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yamar, he said to them, zeh ha'olam haba. He says, I'm going to give you Olam Haba if you keep the Torah and the Mitzvos. Mishiv in Yisrael v'Omrim, the Jewish people said back to God, Ribono shel Olam, Heranu Dugma shel Olam Haba. They said, that's very nice, God, that you're going to give us this thing called the world to come as a reward, but what is the world to come? How do we know if it's really as good as you say it is? Mishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Omer Lahem, Zesh Shabbos. He says, I'll give you an example of it, and that's Shabbos. Shehu Echani Shishim shel Olam Haba Shekulo Shabbos. That Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. So if you enjoy Shabbos, who doesn't enjoy Shabbos? If you enjoy Shabbos, then just multiply that by 60, and that's what Olam Haba is going to be. And they accepted that, so they said, okay, we'll take the Torah, and we look forward to the real Olam Haba, God willing, when the time comes. Now, what does it actually mean to be Me'in Olam Haba? So there are several different levels and interpretations of this, and we'll go through each of them, and quite frankly, all of the interpretations are really beautiful and meaningful. So I'm going to go maybe a little bit slower than I usually do, which I think some of you will appreciate. And when I go a little bit slower, the goal is to just internalize it a little bit more, because there's really meaningful descriptions of what it is. So one perspective that we'll begin with is that of the Sfas Emes, the Gera Rebbe. He writes as follows: Dear Shuv Gemara, the Gemara explains, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Matana Tova Yishli Beveis Genazi V'Shabbas Shema. Gemara that we have quoted previously in one of our experienced Shabbat classes, that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Shabbos, that I have a delicious, tasty gift in my storehouses, and Shabbos is its name. He says, I want to give it to the Jewish people, so go tell them that I want to give it to them. That what is the purpose of creation at the end of the day, says the Sfas Emes, is to pull the holiness from up high, from heaven, to bring it down to our world. That is why we are here, to bring the holiness of the heavens, to bring the holiness of God down to our world. V'ikar hakadusha hu ba'olam haba. Where is this holiness that we have to bring down from? Olam haba. All the holiness lives in olam haba, and we have to bring that holiness down. V'akadosh baruch hu hitiv imanu v'nasan lanu gam b'olam hazeh me'in hakadusha shel olam haba. And God essentially has given us an aspect of the holiness up above, even in olam hazeh, even in this world. And v'hu hashabes shehu me'in olam haba. And that's Shabbos itself, that's considered Me'in Olam Haba. So you want to understand what it means, that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba, that Shabbos is like a taste of the world to come. Well, what that means is that the purpose of our creation is to bring holiness into this world. We want to understand what that holiness actually looks like. Shabbos is the one day a week where we get an example of the holiness that we are bringing into this world. So essentially the thought would then be, if you keep a really beautiful enough Shabbos, then you'll be able to bring even more sanctity into this world, thereby fulfilling what our whole purpose in life is in general. The Be'er Mayim Chaim writes further, in which he says, what's going on here? Uvechol Shabbos v'Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Chasdav, Meir Umofia, L'kol Ha'olamos Elyonim, V'tachtonim Me'or Panav Yisparach. That in every single Shabbos, Hashem, in His absolute kindness, He illuminates all of the upper worlds and all of the lower worlds with what? With the Me'or Panav, with the light of His face. V'Adam HaZocheh L'kabel Kedushas HaShabbos. And the person who merits to accept Shabbos upon themselves, bezichuch v'taharas machshavto v'libo v'evrei gufo, someone who wants to accept Shabbos upon themselves with all their body, their heart, their mind, and their soul, what will they experience? Hinei makir umargish or kedusha so yisparach. You will end up feeling the light of God in your heart, on your body, if you go to keep Shabbos, because that's what's going on Shabbos. God is shining His light to the world. If you say, I'm going to keep Shabbos, then you will then thereby receive that light. V'libo, and I think this language is so beautiful, V'libo bo'er b'kirbo, kirishve ish shalheves ka mamish bekulas nafsho lelokim. If you do this, if you accept Shabbos upon yourself, and you are going to receive this light from God, then your heart will be on fire, your insides will be on fire from the great torch from the great illumination that's going to be filling your soul of the light of God. Umayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabos es ha'ava hatakua belibo, and all the water in the world. You take a swim in the Atlantic Ocean, you go down to one of the beautiful beaches in Florida, you take a dunk in the water there, no amount of water in the world will be enough to extinguish the fire that you feel from the love of God that you experience on Shabbos. Mishchokek mitlahiv la'avodas Hashem kol halayla v'kol hayom shel Shabbos Kodesh. And you're going to desire to serve Hashem all night long and all day long of Shabbos Kodesh when you experience the beautiful light that Hashem is offering us. So what does it mean, according to the Be'er Mayim Chaim, that Shabbos is me'in olam haba? It means that God is sharing more of Himself with you on this day of the week than on any other day of the week. And what that does for us is that creates a deeper connection between us and the Almighty. And ultimately, what is the point of anything in this world than to form a relationship with our Creator? So if God is revealing Himself more to us, and we are willing to take a few steps in that direction as well, then the result will be absolutely beautiful and inevitably always incredibly impactful. There's then many different pieces. In Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, he has a sefer called Shabbos Malkasa that I refer to every now and again when I prepare any of these shiurim. And he makes several different mentions to the notion that Shabbos is me'in olam haba. I sort of took a few excerpts out from different parts of the sefer that I'll read for you right now, but there's so much that he has, so I can't read all of it, but just certain aspects. He says as follows. Again, Rav Pinkus, in his sefer Shabbos Malkasa, says as follows. Shabbos hi lemala mitfisatenu. At the end of the day, it's very nice that, you know, we're having a shiur on this 15-minute shiur. Wink, wink, it's never 15 minutes. Right, we have our nice little shiur, and we're going to try to explain what me'in olam haba is. But here's, I'm going to be honest with you, says Rav Pinkus, it's beyond our grasp. We can never actually understand what it means, me'in olam haba. Mumashaha neshama margisha v'halev me'vin b'shabbos, en koach b'peh le'omro v'lo b'lev l'hasigo albo rav. No one can ever explain the feeling that the heart has on Shabbos. No one has even the greatest orator in the world does not have the words to describe the beauty of what a person experienced on Shabbos. And that's why, says Rav Pinkus, v'lachein oskim b'harbei b'zimra. That's why we sing so much on Shabbos. That's why we idealize the notion of singing Shabbos minos, because of the fact that we can't speak out how we're feeling, but we'll sing it out in some sense. Well, God willing, we will have Bashir on Zmiros by themselves, and that's an important source for that as well. He writes further, Aval Shabbos Kodesh, Harehi Me'in Olam Haba, Hainu Me'in Olam Shel Emes. What does it mean that it's Me'in Olam Haba, that it's a taste of the world to come, that it's a taste of truth? Uba Mitgale Midas Or Pnei Melech Chaim Hanekreis Ve'emes. And again, similar to what the Be'er Mayim Chaim said, that there's this notion of a revelation of the light of God in this world, and that light is truth itself. Omeyata Ma nifla inyan hatanugim b'Shabbos Kodesh. And now he says something amazing. He says, how amazing is it, the pleasurable things that we enjoy on Shabbos? Shekevan shebeome ka'emes ritsono yisparachu, shenehene v'tanog mitovo yisparach, betanugim gashmiyim, v'ruchaniyim b'li gvul v'tachlis. Because what's amazing about Shabbos is that it's a day in which we can enjoy all of these physical pleasures. We can have, we should have lavish feasts of the day. That normally, in a regular weekday, there's so much physicality in eating a lavish meal that we can't really connect to on the deeper levels to anything if we enjoy a nice lavish meal, because there's so much gashmish, there's so much physicality there. But when it comes to Shabbos, if I'm enjoying my delicious meal, that everything is negated by the presence of God being there, the hametzias hayichidus hakayemes b'Shabbos hu ritzono yisbarach. Then my being on Shabbos is a fulfillment of keeping Shabbos, and therefore v'ritzono yisbarach be'emes hu shenis aneg b'chol ofnei hatanugim v'hanav shebaolam. That God wants us to experience all of these delicious pleasures on Shabbos, and therefore the physical aspects of it are negated, and we gain spiritually even when we're involved in physicality on Shabbos. That's what it means, me'inu l'mahaba. And this is, seems to be maybe part of the idea that people say, you know, you have the extra piece of kugel on Shabbos, you won't gain any weight, right? Related to what we learned about the neshama yaseira also, that this notion that since the physicality is negated, therefore, I don't gain any calories. I don't think that's actually true, but maybe it is. Who knows? Maybe it's one of the, maybe it's the 14th ikar of faith. All right, anyways, further, I'll read one more piece that Rav Pinkus writes. He says, Amnam b'Shabbos Kodesh shehi mein olam haba v'kamo ha'olam haba shehu sulam shel elyonei legilo ha'tov ha'amiti mimeno yisparach. You want to know what it means that Shabbos is mein olam haba? Just like when it comes to Olam Haba, there are different steps, there are different levels, it's like a ladder that you can experience different connections to Hashem at different points to it. That's what Shabbos is too. Shabbos is a ladder in which we are constantly climbing up the ladder throughout Shabbos. On Friday night, we start at the lowest rung of the ladder, and we continue to climb step above step to get to higher levels of Shabbos, which means higher levels of connection with the Almighty. V'chiddush achar chiddush, and we experience new experiences after new experience. Kane b'Shabbos yish aliyah achar aliyah v'chiddush achar chiddush. So Shabbos and Olam Haba share this same idea. In Olam Haba, we go step after step after step to get closer to God. Shabbos, we go step after step. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos is leaving. All of these steps represent a higher journey in getting closer to Hashem. And similar to what we spoke about, who knows how many weeks ago at this point, I think we spoke about it in the summer, so a few months ago, when we spoke about Shalashudas, and the notion that Shalashudas is the climax of Shabbos, in which we can form a stronger relationship with the Creator, that's because of this idea that Shabbos is a ladder, and if Friday night is the lowest rung, that means by Shalashudas time, in those final moments, that's the highest rung of the ladder, that's the highest point where we can reach our connection with Hashem, and that's when we feel me'ein olam haba, that's where we feel the taste of the world to come in the truest and the most literal and the strongest sense. One more long thing and two quick things. So Rabbi Forman has a really beautiful piece, Rabbi David Forman. He talks about Shabbos. He sent out like this, Aleph Beta, his organization, sent out like a pamphlet at some point. I think it's like an article that he wrote, several years ago, but just recently they sent out a really nice pamphlet where he goes on this mission to sort of define what Me'ein Olam Haba actually means. So I'll read for you just a short part of it. So here's what he says. He says, Shabbat is not your average run-of-the-mill day of rest. He says, remember, halacha permits you to schlep heavy tables up flights of stairs on Shabbat, but it forbids you to strike a match or gently plow the earth, right? So in other words, what he's saying is that there is a contradiction in how Shabbos works. We know that we're supposed to rest on Shabbos, but technically, if I'm having a lot of guests and I need to rearrange my dining room to fit more people, so you open up this table, you open up that table, you schlep this table over there, that's a lot of work. You start sweating probably at some point. That is permissible, it would seem, or at least we'll take it for granted for now that that is permissible. But if I want to go outside and I want to take a little stick and dig up a little dirt, that is usher because that is considered work. So clearly we're not working with actual definitions of work as we know it. Therefore we have to further understand what Shabbos is. He says further, the latter violates the sense of rest that Shabbat demands, while the former, although tiring, does not. Why? Because the Shabbat is not really about the kind of rest which helps you catch your breath. Instead, it is about a kind of rest that even the master of the universe would need. So now we understand the rest of Shabbos is not the rest that we understand laying down in bed, because God also uses and utilizes the rest of Shabbos. God doesn't need to take a break. So what is it? So the kind of rest that is not a break from work, but is the very purpose of work, it is being in all its glory. It's the kind of rest we might call, in the words of our Friday night tefillah, Tachlis Shamayim Va'aretz, the very purpose of creation itself. It's very deep what he's saying. We'll read a little further to clarify. Indeed, it is the kind of rest that saves creativity from death at its own hands. The act of creating is seductive. It can perpetuate itself indefinitely, and when it does so, it will eventually kill itself. Basically, what he's saying over here is that one who is creative, one who seeks to build and to make and to form in this world, will ultimately have to run into a dead end at some point. Because one can, in theory, keep creating. He says, the artist who always has one more brushstroke to add, or the editor who needs to rearrange sentences one last time. Or I'll give you an example for myself. I've been giving myself my own haircuts since the beginning of the pandemic. So, you know, there's always like a, do you shave just a little bit more? You know, will you get it? And so usually we try to stop soon, because more often than not, there will be a shave that goes a little too far. The person who is involved in worldly matters, they're always going to be creating, and it's hard to stop yourself from creating. What is Shabbos, says Rabbi Foreman? Shabbos is the ability to let go and enjoy the creation that you made, and witness the beauty of the creation that you have. The artist, going back to the artist example, it's when you finish the painting, just being able to sit with the beautiful picture that you made, and being able to take pleasure in the fact that I painted this beautiful piece over here. Hashem, when he takes a rest on Shabbos, doesn't mean literally rest, that he's taking a nap in the bedroom. No, it's that he's finally taking stock in the beauty of his creation that he developed and that he made. And that's what we also have to do on Shabbos. What does it mean that we rest on Shabbos, and therefore what does it mean that Shabbos is me'in olam haba? That we finally get to take stock of all that we have and use this day as a day to recognize all the beauty in our lives that can help perpetuate and propel us to higher levels. Why is that me'in olam haba? Well, he explains basically that olam haba itself, that the world to come itself, what is it? If not, we can't understand what it actually is, but if not some sort of a prism in which our souls get to stand there, or float there, whatever they do there, and get to enjoy and get to reap all of the fruits that we made, that we developed in this world. So we spend our entire lifetime creating, and then we get to the world to come, and we just sit there in a state of being, experiencing the beauty and the fruits of all of the labor that we spend so much time working on in this world. And that's what Shabbos is as well. We sit there in a state of being to experience all of the fruits of the labor that we had worked so hard on for the 6 days from Sunday through Friday. And that's what Shabbos is. That's what Me'in Olam Haba is. It's a state of being to just sit and witness the beauty of everything that the physical creative world has to offer. And two final ideas. I have this book that I bought many years ago, a few years ago, that I rarely look at, but I always think I'm going to look at it, and finally I looked at it. It's a sefer called Panini Hazmiros, that he goes like a be'ian into understanding lots of different Shabbos songs, and he has two insights that he quotes over here, and I want to share them with you. He says, "Kishim sheba olam haba yitangu hatzadikim b'lev yasan v'shor habor." So in the world to come, the tzadikim, there's an idea, there's a tradition that states that the righteous individuals, they're going to partake of the Leviathan, these very large animals, and so too he says, "Kach chayav ha'adam le'chol dagim ubasar b'Shabbos." Therefore, just like the righteous people will have to partake of these delicious feasts in the world to come, so too on Shabbos we need to partake in these delicious feasts to make it feel like it's really like an essence or an aspect of the world to come. And then finally, one last piece, and that is Amar Harav Hakadosh Rabbi Baruch Mimazivuv Shehashabbos. No. Shabbos Gedola Mina Olam Haba. This is the only one that I saw who says this, that it's not that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba, that Shabbos is a taste of the world to come, but rather that Shabbos is greater than the world to come. Wow. Why is Shabbos greater than the world to come? Shehi HaMayan B'Hanachal Shemimena Zochel Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is the well, it's the spring that from it we merit going to Olam Haba. Meaning you keep Shabbos as best you can, then you will be zocha to attaining the holiness of Olam Haba. And so if by keeping Shabbos you're zocha to another type of holiness, it must mean that Shabbos is a higher level, which is an incredible idea. People live their entire lives and hopefully try to do as many mitzvos and learn as much as possible and daven and do acts of kindness as much as possible to get to a point where they could be in a high level in Olam Haba, and little did we know that the seventh day of the week has been greater than the Olam Haba experience the entire time, because it's from this, it's from the holiness that we take into our hearts and souls on Shabbos of this Me'ein Olam Haba experience that gives us the opportunity to get into the next Olam Haba. So in that way, Shabbos is greater than the Olam Haba at the end of our lives. And I think ultimately there's not much else that needs to be said in by way of explaining the beauty and by explaining the takeaways over here. But I think it's that we just have to take this idea to heart, realize that Shabbos is not an ordinary day. It's so easy to consider and let Shabbos feel like an ordinary day, right? We go to shul or we don't go to shul. We enjoy our meals with people, without people, with family, without family. This world gets crazier every day, but it could just feel like an ordinary day, especially in the world that we're living in now, in which the days sort of melt together and merge together. But we can't let that happen, because although physically you open your eyes on Shabbos morning and you look around, it does sort of physically feel the same. It's not physically; it's even different. We just have to put on our Shabbos glasses, if you will, to see that there is so much holiness out there, because this day is quite literally Me'in Olam Haba. And if you don't feel that, then that's the work that we have to focus on for the time being. We have to work on ourselves to be able to feel the palpable and the real tangible holiness of this day by involving in ourselves in as many spiritual opportunities as we can on Shabbos. So we give everyone a bracha that we should all be zocha to feel the Olam Haba essence itself on Shabbos, and through that we should all be zocha to achieve true Olam Haba. And with that, I wish everyone a beautiful night and a beautiful Shabbos.